You've heard of Murphy's Law, but have you heard of Gervie's Law? Anything that can go wrong can be made right. Now, here are your hosts, Carrie Kasem and Alan Gervie.
Yes, we're back. I'm Alan Gervie, and here with Carrie Kasem. This is Gervie's Law. We want to continue on this theme of the arts, and this is really a great story because Gary Green is a longtime attorney, and he's also the founder and conductor of the L.A. Lawyers Philharmonic and the chorus Legal Voices, as well as the Gary Green Esquire and his big band of barristers. Recently, Gary Green and his lawyer musicians were in Washington, D.C. for a special performance at the Library of Congress. And we had actually Brad Sherman and Congressman Sherman provided a congressional record. And Congressman Sherman's been on our show, of course. And he said some wonderful things about Gary Green and his band of barristers and their performance. And as well, they performed at the Man of the Year event for the International Association of Top Professionals, honoring Tom Girardi.
Yes.
Another guy who's been on our show. And now it's a pleasure to welcome to Gervie's Law, Gary Green.
Greetings, Carrie and Alan.
Hi.
Pleasure to be here.
It is great to have you. Tell us about how this started. There you are, a lawyer. You have an amazing musical background. And you founded these wonderful orchestras and choirs with lawyers. And it's just such a great outlet for a very stressful job that us lawyers do.
Exactly right. Well, my background is music. I was brought up in a musical family. My late uncle, Dr. Ernst Katz, was the founder of the Junior Philharmonic Orchestra back in 1937. And it went, he conducted it for 72 years. And I participated. As a lawyer, I participated both as a violinist and a conductor. And I realized how important it was to have something outside of the daily practice of law so I could be totally refreshed. And that's where I got into music. And then it dawned on me after a while that there must be other attorneys who are also musicians. And this goes back to an opportunity I had back in 2009. When we put out an announcement through the legal papers, through the bar associations, if we could get some advanced musicians, we'd like to put together an orchestra. And I received, in short order, more than 100 responses. And literally, we put together a very fine orchestra, beginning with 30 members, and expanded it over the years to where it is now. We've performed over that time more than 50 concerts. We have 75 members in the orchestra today, and what's amazing is many of these lawyers are really real musicians. A number of them went to music conservatories, anywhere from Juilliard, New England Conservatory, Cleveland Institute, San Francisco Conservatory, Thornton School of Music here at USC, and a number of others. So I guess you might say we're really musicians who happen to be lawyers.
Music's cathartic, too. I mean, lawyers seem like you're stressed out all the time, most of them.
Hopefully we're not stressed out all the time, but we are stressed out at a certain amount of time. And I will say this, we have weekly rehearsals, and at that moment in time, believe me, the next day we are refreshed, we can go back, and we can do all our advocacy. The other thing is, besides everything else, we are harmonizing. We are bringing together prosecutors and defense attorneys, attorneys from large law firms and small law firms, people that may be advocates at one time or another, and judges.
I was going to say that.
From the appellate court.
Are judges allowed to be in there? I mean, I don't know that, you know, part of the law real well, but are judges allowed to kind of hang out with you guys?
Well, let's not forget judges are people. The beauty of what we do is we point out that we are people with passion. Judges, attorneys, we have law students, and we have some legal staff. But we're all legal. The orchestra of 75, the chorus of 100 at full complement. And in addition to that, I formed a big band along the lines of the Glenn Miller Band and the big bands of the 1930s and 40s. And the big band, also composed of lawyers and judges, our piano player is the Honorable Arthur Gilbert, presiding Justice, California Court of Appeal.
Wow. How do you have time to practice law? It sounds like you're a full-time professional musician and conductor.
Well, there are a couple secret weapons that I have to make it work. One happens to be I need a little less sleep than others.
Yeah.
If I'm working late into the night on either, usually the music goes late into the night and the law, of course, goes well in during the day. And the other is happens to be my daughter, who's our executive director of all the organizations, and she does the coordination of all the musicians and scheduling and everything that we do. And we play a lot of concerts as well.
Do you know, I mean, does your daughter understand? It says, and correct me if I'm wrong, but you've worked with Mickey Rooney. And
yes.
I mean, that's one of the biggest movie stars of all time. And I'm friends with his daughters, and he's just such an incredible talent. And to be able to say I've worked with Mickey Rooney, to me, is the ultimate.
I agree. And I've been very fortunate over the years, over many years, with both this orchestra and through the Junior Philharmonic. I've had the opportunity to work with maybe several hundred celebrities along the way. Our most recent concert with the Los Angeles Lawyers Philharmonic and Legal Voices highlighted Dick Van Dyke, mm-hmm. who sang with us. And this was a real, real thrill. And I've done other things with him in the past, but this time he sang just a variety of songs and danced, and he's just a wonderful, heartwarming individual who just gave everything for our performance, and the audience loved him.
And he's 90, if I'm not mistaken. Or
well,
is
a little more than that.
A little more than 90, right?
91, almost 92.
Yeah, that guy's
incredible.
Just amazing. Yeah, he keeps going.
How was your trip to Washington to the Library of Congress?
Well, that was fabulous. That was with the big band. We've done a lot of things with the different groups. This came out of a recent recording we did with the Lawyers Philharmonic, and one of the sponsors of our orchestra is Thomas Girardi of Girardi and Keys.
Right.
And he, along with some other law firms, but he invited the band to perform for a special event in not just in the Library of Congress, but in the Great Hall of the Library of Congress in Washington, D.C. And it was a real thrill for all of us.
You know, there are so many people who listen to the show who are lawyers or work at law firms. How do people get involved? I know you have a great Facebook page that you, there's all kinds of photos of your concerts and things that you've done. But how do people, you have the LALawyersPhil.org website.
That's correct. The best way to reach us is probably through that www.LALawyers, plural, LAWYERS, Phil, as in Philharmonic, PHIL.org. That's a great way to reach us. Also through the telephone, 323-525-1800. Again, 323-525-1800. And we're always welcoming more musicians because, as you can imagine, lawyers may have conflicts such as trials and depositions and preparation for various things, or they're out of town on things. So we actually have backup musicians, and we're always welcoming more musicians for the orchestra, singers for the chorus, as well as musicians for the jazz band. We're out there all the time.
Gary, do you have them audition for you? Because, you know, just like there's a lot of great lawyers, there's a lot of lousy lawyers, too, and I'm sure it's the same with musicians.
Well, we knew right away when we started, the first announcement we went out with was this. We said, how are we going to put an orchestra together? And we were already, before we even started the orchestra, we had our first performance. So I said, how are we possibly going to do this? So when the notice went out, it asked for advanced musicians. And we are advanced. As I mentioned, many of us came from the different conservatories, but also we play the same repertoire that the Los Angeles Philharmonic and other professional orchestras play, from Mozart to Beethoven to Tchaikovsky. We just did the Tchaikovsky Fourth Symphony. Choral works such as we opened up with the Beethoven Ninth Symphony, the finale, Ode to Joy. We've done Carmina Burana, the Beethoven Choral Fantasy, and just Chichester Psalms by Bernstein, and just many others. And we do lots and lots of popular music, such as Broadway musicals.
I was about to ask you that, if you do any kind of scores, movie scores or Broadway musicals or anything like that.
Right. A couple years ago, we had a program dedicated to movie scores.
Yes.
And from Gone with the Wind all the way up, we've done so many. With Broadway musicals, well, we just did selections from Phantom of the Opera, mm-hmm. Les Mis, from Mary Poppins, and just a host of them. Last year, in addition to the music we play, we usually invite a special guest. This year we had Dick Van Dyke, but last year we invited Richard Sherman, one of the Sherman brothers who composed so much of the music, such as Mary Poppins, Chitty
yes.
Chitty Bang Bang,
oh,
It's
I
a
like
Small World. And Richard Sherman's been a great friend of mine for many years, and I asked him to conduct our orchestra and chorus, It's a Small World, and we did a number of his other selections as well.
Yeah, he's a pretty good defensive back as well. Oh, no, that's a different Richard Sherman.
But not related.
Definitely not related. When's your next? I know you're going to be at the L.A. Law Library in October. Is that somewhere where people can come out and see you?
Yeah, well, that's the band. The big band plays usually once or twice a year for the Law Library. This is going to be for what's called Pro Bono Week, where attorneys, you know, give back to the community. So we're playing that event in October. But if anyone is interested in following us, if they go to our website, again, lawyers.org, they can join our email list and we'll announce all the things we're doing. Just, you know, give you an idea this past season what we did. So looking forward to next season, we opened up doing Gilbert and Sullivan's Trial by Jury. We played that at the Wallace Theater. Full house. Fabulous.
That's a great title for...
For us, it was a natural.
It was
Gilbert
a natural.
Gilbert Sullivan wrote this back in the 19th century, and it was just perfect the way it came across. Our members of our chorus, our lawyers and judges, were the singers, and we put the whole play together in costume. Then, immediately following that, we recorded the soundtrack for a radio program, which was originally broadcast in 1941. It was a Norman Corwin radio play called Behold These Truths. And at that time, it was to commemorate the 150th anniversary of the Bill of Rights. And to give you an idea how significant it was then, it was broadcast on December 15, 1941, 8 days after Pearl Harbor.
Wow.
We were invited to do the soundtrack for the rebroadcast, which was 75 years later. And we did that, and it was broadcast, and from that, we were nominated and won a gold medal at an international radio competition.
It's amazing. We are very proud. As a lawyer, I'm really proud to be a lawyer. Hearing Gary Green talk, we're at the end of the show. We really appreciate you coming on, Gary, and giving us some information that a lot of people will want to check out. We got Chitty Chitty Bang Bang going.
I'm
going
to check it out. I love the show. It's a music show today.
Gary, thanks for being on Gervie's Law.
Thank you, Carrie and Ellen.
Thank you.
Take care. And that's going to do it. What a great show.
I know. Music.
Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week. Bang, bang, chitty, chitty, bang, bang. Our voice will bend and sing. Bang, bang, chitty, chitty, bang.